Democrats succeeded in passing a measure that ties funding needed to support U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with requirements to limit the duration of their deployments and force President Bush to certify the readiness of military units. The beginning of a withdrawal period would be triggered if the president cannot certify to Congress at two key points this year that the Iraqi government is satisfactorily reaching political, economic, and security benchmarks. During the debate, the Democratic Appropriations Chairman David Obey asserted that wording, timelines, and benchmarks aside, the primary significance is Congress's determination to exert some control over the president's Iraq policy.
What is important in this document today is not the exact wording. What's important is not the exact timetable. What's important is not the exact enumeration of benchmarks. What's important is that for the first time, this Congress will be exercising its constitutional responsibilities to provide real oversight on the executive branch of government, and we will be trying to set this country on a new direction.
Congressman John Murtha, a Vietnam War veteran, referred to U.S. troops killed and wounded in Iraq and money in the bill for military health care, saying Iraqi leaders must be held to commitments to shoulder more of the burden.
When you see 3,000 have been killed or 25,000 have been wounded, it's individuals that have been wounded, individuals have been killed, and those families are suffering. They have a civil war. We have to put benchmarks in this bill so the Iraqis start to do it themselves and the Americans aren't forced to make up the difference and do it themselves.
Democratic leaders were generally successful in persuading most outspoken anti-war Democrats to support the bill, even though it gives a longer timetable for withdrawal than they wanted. Only 14 crossed party lines to oppose their leadership, while only two Republicans voted for the bill. Republican Minority Leader John Boehner made a final appeal against the measure.
Who doesn't believe that if we go down this path, we're going to lead chaos and genocide in Iraq? And we're going to tell our enemies all around the world that you can take on the United States, you can push them to the edge, and at the end of the day, they'll just go home.
Both sides also turned to war veterans to make their case. Sam Johnson is a Texas Republican.
Internationally announcing our timelines for withdrawal literally hands the enemy our war plan and gives them hope that they'll win if they just wait it out. What world superpower would do such a thing?
Pennsylvania Congressman and Iraq War veteran Patrick Murphy delivered emotional remarks for Democrats.
In the last 4 years, the Republican Congress followed this president as thousands of brave American soldiers returned home in coffins with our American flag. 19 of those coffins had soldiers I served with in Iraq, 19 paratroopers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke to reporters after the vote.
It voted no to giving a blank check to an open-ended commitment to war without end to the President of the United States, and yes, to begin the end of the war and the redeployment of our troops.
The Senate, which Democrats narrowly control, may begin debate next week on a measure containing about $3 billion less than the House version, with a non-binding call for a U.S. withdrawal by March of 2008. But any legislation containing a timetable or other conditions faces a veto threat from President Bush, who condemned the House action as, in his words, an act of political theater.
Amid the real challenges in Iraq, we're beginning to see some signs of progress, yet to score political points. The Democratic majority in the House has shown it is willing to undermine the gains our troops are making on the ground.
At this point, House Speaker Pelosi declines to say what strategy House Democrats will take in negotiations with the Senate should a bill pass there to reconcile differences to avert a presidential veto. House Republicans assert that Democrats will ultimately be forced to accept a clean bill without troop readiness requirements or withdrawal timetables that the president will accept. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.